So, Suzanne Lajoie, Manager of Environmental Health.
Now, this is a new one on me. You're warning people to avoid contact with bats as winter approaches. Tell me about that. Why?
So normally around this time of year, we get people that are, closing up cottages and all that. So bats, look for the warm places to hide for the winter. So we just we're about 2 weeks or so from Rabies Awareness Day. And so we're just reminding people that bats can carry rabies and that if there's any contact with bats, potentially to seek a healthcare provider just in case that there's, some bites are small, scratches are small. And because bats are a known rabies carrier, there may be some risk there. So just a reminder that, they're cute and cuddly, but you shouldn't be coming in contact with them.
Well, we won't debate the cuteness and cuddliness. To each his own, I guess. Are there many rabid bats found in PXU territory, or is it something you look for?
We do if we have the if we have an investigation with a bat and we do have the animal, we will send for testing. So last year we did have a positive bat that we did we sent for testing as part of an investigation. So we do know that bats in the area, so at least one has tested positive, but any other ones so far are negative. Thank you. But there is possibility that any bat that we come in contact could have rabies.
Okay, so what do you do if there are bats in your cottage or your garage or whatever?
So for sure, the main thing we want people to do is set up their home, their cottage, so that there isn't. So, the covering the holes, and that kind of thing, especially if you're closing up a cottage, if there's, a plumbing hole, some people have doggy doors, that kind of thing, is to make sure that there's some sort of screen and all that, so that everything is nice and tightly closed so that they can't get in there and you find them in the spring. So a lot of people, what they'll tend to do is they'll find it and then they'll just, I'm going to go to try to capture it, that kind of thing. That's probably the riskiest thing. Open up a window, see if you can, shoo it out a little bit. But trying to capture and as you know, when you were potentially getting those bites, contact scratches, right? So open up a window to see if we can naturally just get it, remove it from the room.
Okay, when should you bring in the professionals?
That's a good question. So I think the if you have an area that you're like a one bat, when you're getting more and more signs that you've got more than one bat, that kind of thing, and you've done everything you could to like bat proof, so using the screens and that kind of thing, and it's still an issue, you might want to contact animal control or a pest removal to see if there's what something that you're just not seeing. But I know that majority of the time it's just making sure that you've got your entry into the homes covered. But yeah, if you're seeing more than one, you're seeing a couple, that kind of thing, you might want to talk to a professional to see if there's an area that you are not seeing.
Will a bat become aggressive and attack you if it's cornered?
Normally with bats that are positive, or I mean in general, usually they're like lazier, they're sleepy, that kind of thing. They won't necessarily attack if you get close to it. If it's panicked, of course there's a tendency to react a little bit, but usually that we're looking for something that it could be easily approached. It looks like it's sleeping. It's overall we shouldn't be touching them, but usually they look like they're sleeping already when you see it. But there is the potential that it could get spooked and then start flying around, and that's a risk too, right? So, but normally you're looking at an animal that is
Pretty docile.
docile, yeah.
So, but what happens if you are bitten or scratched? What should you do from there?
So if you think that you've come in contact with or bitten or scratched, the it they've got really sharp teeth, so sometimes you may not even know. So if for example you wake up at night and there's a bat in your room flying around, seek medical professionals. Go talk to the doctor, because there is potential that we could start rabies vaccine, because the bites and the scratches may be so small you might not even think that it's there. So there is, we would start the rabies vaccine with the after consultation with the medical professional to say, you know what, there's a risk, there's not a risk. If there's no contact at all, they would go through a risk assessment with their patient to say, yes, we're going to start it. No, we're not. In some instances, we do have the animal to test, and we would send it for testing.
If you do notice a scratch or bite, you're supposed to wash that area, right?
So washing with soap and water, to wash any saliva that might be around that area, but then definitely to seek medical attention.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
The last thing, just as a rabies plug, for sure, is any it is a requirement that if you have any pets, so cats, dogs, ferrets, that 3 months of age or older, do have to have your rabies vaccinated within Ontario. So, and then follow the schedule set by the veterinarian after they do receive that first dose, 1 year, 3 years, 2 years, depending on the vaccine they get. But so for animals, pets should be vaccinated for rabies as well.
Okay.